I don't know another way to do this. When a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn my ways, God said. In this broadcast, I wanted to also share something. Yesterday's broadcast, I mentioned about when Henry Groover talked about remitting sins. I couldn't find the scripture, and I found it. I wrote it down, and I went and got it this morning. Sometimes there's going to be times when people have revelation that you may not be familiar with. That's fine. That's because the body's working. But listen to these scriptures. This is Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 1 through 23. Hopefully I'll do it before the time runs out. Now listen to what the Lord, listen to the wisdom of God. He said, if one be found slain in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it, lying in the field, and it be not known who has slain him, then thy elders and thy judges shall come forth, and they shall measure unto the cities which are round about him that is slain. And it shall be that the city which is next unto the slain man, even the elders of that city, shall take an heifer which has not been wrought with, which has not been worked with, and which has not drawn in the yoke, and which is not, which has not drawn in the yoke. They never did any work. And the elders of that city shall bring down the heifer unto the rough valley, which is neither eared nor sown, and shall strike off the heifer's neck there in the valley. And the priest and the sons of Levi shall come near for them. And the priest, let's read that again, verse 5. And the priest, the sons of Levi, shall come near. For them the Lord thy God hath chosen to minister unto him, and to bless in the name of the Lord. And by their word shall every controversy and every stroke be tried. And all the elders of that city that are next unto the slain man shall wash their hands over the heifer that is beheaded in the valley. And they shall answer and say, our hands have not shed this blood, neither have our eyes seen it. Be merciful, O Lord, unto thy people, Israel, whom thou hast redeemed, and lay not innocent blood unto thy people, Israel's charge, and the blood shall be forgiven them. So shalt thou put away the guilt of innocent blood from among you, when thou shalt do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. When thou goest forth to war against thine enemies, and the Lord thy God hath delivered them into thine hands, and thou hast taken them captive, and seest among them, among the captives, a beautiful woman, and hast a desire unto her, that thou wouldest have her to thy wife, then thou shalt bring her home to thine house, and she shall shave her head and pare her nails. Now this, I want to go back to verse 9. They were putting away innocent. They were putting away innocent blood from among them. When blood is spilled, it can cause the a snare against that place, against the land, and it has to be forgiven by the priest. Now, in modern times, we're the priests and kings. So if you know about anywhere where people have fallen, I mean, not just died of old age. I'm talking about where they fell by murder or suicide or tragedy. Go and remit the sins of that place. Because prosperity is tied to holy living. Prosperity is always tied to obedience. And there's a lot, if when the church do nothing, and the gang activity always goes up when people don't remit the sins of the place and live the life of God in the place. Remember something: 10 righteous men could have stopped Israel. I meant Sodom and Gomorrah from being burned up. 10 men like Lot. If there were 9 more men just like Lot, God wouldn't have burned them up. Your influence is very important to life. Your influence, what God has you doing, is very important to life. People need to hear the word so that they can live in God's strength just like you do. And it's important to know what the things, the statutes that God is giving. And the Lord gives us wisdom and knowledge. There's a lot here in the Old Testament. People say, people don't want to be bothered with these rituals. But these are not just, prayer is not just a ritual. Remitting sin is not just a ritual. It's not just an Old Testament ritual to help people look to Jesus. Some things that cause us to look to, the ceremonial law, it pointed us to Christ. Well, we got the destination. We don't need the road signs anymore. But it's good to study them because that way we can appreciate them. But this is not just a road sign. This is for life. This is more like an everlasting covenant. If a man is dead, that soul is precious to God. And whoever killed him must be brought to justice to stop it, to keep people from doing it again. No, you know, a red heifer is hard to find and hard to come by. Then you got to take this wonderful animal and cut his head off just because a man got killed. See, men will value that red heifer. They're hard to come across. They don't just pop out all the time.